Mikey's Drive Time. I'm Brett with the Billerick. It's Phoenix FM. It's 11 after 3. On the phone right now, though, I've actually got the Surface Director of Crosswell. Good afternoon, Matthew.
Good afternoon, Mike.
How are you doing this afternoon? Okay.
Very good indeed, thank you.
Fantastic. Right, we want to talk about Crosswell this afternoon, don't we?
Great, yes.
And you've just told me, just off air when I was on the phone to you, something that I didn't even know. You're actually creating more stations in London for Crosswell, aren't you?
That's right, Mike. I mean, Crosswell, I don't know if your listeners know, but Crosswell is going to be a new east-west railway for London and the south-east of England. It'll really create a step change in public transport for people travelling to and from East London and Essex. From 2019, passengers from East London and Essex will be able to travel right through the capital without having to change trains, making it easier to get to a whole range of destinations, including Heathrow. But to do that, we do need to not only create the tunnels underneath London, 42 kilometres of them, 8 new stations being created, and that really will transform travelling in and around London.
You're not kidding, especially if you want to go to an airport. I mean, that's a godsend, an absolute godsend.
I mean, at the moment, from Brentwood, let's say, to go to Bond Street, I think takes about just over an hour. You need to change trains. But with Crossrail, that'll come down to 46 minutes and direct train. And for Heathrow, it'll be 72 minutes.
That's just amazing. That is just amazing. But how much disruption are you actually going to cause to the Brentwood people and the Shenfield people while you're actually creating the station and the line through?
Well, of course, to create such a great railway, we are investing heavily in both creating these new tunnels and stations underneath London. But what is also really vital is that we invest very heavily in the existing rail network, both to increase its capacity, because we do need to run more trains, and also to improve its reliability. What we will do is make sure that we do keep disruption to a minimum, and that we will try and do our work where we can in bank holiday periods, short closures, nighttime working, to really keep that disruption to a minimum for those people travelling on the railway.
Well, that sounds really, really good. What about the parking in Shenfield? Are you going to concentrate on parking around the station area?
We're not providing any additional parking, but what we are doing is working closely with the council, so that when we finish our works at Shenfield, the council will know exactly the timing and the types of passenger service that will be in operation, as that's something that the council will need to take forward, as they do across the network, both in the west in Berkshire and all the way through, so that the council and the county council can really bring forward their plans as they emerge.
So how do you think it'll affect the house prices in the Brentwood and Shenfield area? Do you think they'll go up, or do you think they'll stay the same?
Well, I think all across the Crossrail route, we're seeing a significant shift in, and forecasting a significant upward shift in property values, both commercial and residential. So yes, I do think there will be some gains to be had.
Fantastic. It's probably worth putting up with a little bit of disruption in the short term anyway, to be honest, if you just to have a hike in house prices like that. Not so good if you're looking to move into the area, obviously.
Well, I am pleased to say that, you know, Crossrail will be bringing in brand new trains, and they'll be introduced first on the Anglia route, and those will come in 2017 with a full service running in 2019.
So how long do you think any disruption that will be to the local residents will be actually be enforced? Would it be like a 6 month or a year or a year and a half disruption?
Well, the works at Shenfield will, the main works really start at the end of 2015 and will probably carry on till around early 2017. The most intensive periods will be around the Christmases, where we're able to do most work to parts of the railway. So it'll be over that time frame.
Well, Matthew, I must admit, I'm all for Crossrail, to be honest with you. I think it's going to be a fantastic boon to Brentwood and Shenfield and Billericay area as well, to be honest with you. To be able to get on the train here and go straight to one of the airports is absolutely fantastic, because it's always been a pain when you've got all the luggage with you as well, isn't it, really?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I'm looking forward to this. Matthew, thank you so much for coming on the show and telling us and clearing up a few little bits and pieces for us. And if you want to come on again, please don't hesitate. Just give us a call and you can come straight back on again.
Great, certainly will.
Thanks ever so much. See you soon. Bye.